USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Former President Trump is set to deliver remarks Tuesday night in New Jersey, following his scheduled arraignment in Florida earlier in the day. His campaign confirmed he'll host a fundraiser for his 2024 campaign at his golf club in Bedminster. With GOP opponents Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson aiming their fury at Trump, political science professor emeritus at St. Peter's University, Alan Sanders, says Trump could face some blowback.
All of that is going to take its toll. Whether it ultimately mortally wounds Trump is not at all clear, but it's certainly going to hurt him.
Late last week, the Justice Department unsealed a 37-count indictment against Trump for allegedly mishandling classified documents after leaving office. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says Trump could have avoided federal charges if he simply turned over the classified documents to the government.
They gave him every opportunity to return those documents. They acted with restraint. They were very deferential to him, and they were very patient.
He told Fox News Sunday the idea of considering the former president as the victim is, quote, ridiculous. Multiple deaths are being reported after a shooting at a Maryland residence. It happened Sunday in the capital city of Annapolis, where there are said to be at least six people shot. Several victims were taken to the hospital. Police in Texas are investigating a shooting that injured six people outside a club in West Houston. One male victim is in critical condition. Police have not identified any suspects or a possible motive. A tanker fire caused the collapse of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia Sunday morning. Despite damage to the roadway, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says it could have been much worse.
We are not aware of any injuries or fatalities at this time, but we understand the situation remains fluid.
Governor Josh Shapiro says it will take months to get that portion of the highway working again. He issued a disaster declaration. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Trump is planning to travel to Florida on Monday ahead of Tuesday's scheduled arraignment. That's according to multiple reports, which note that Trump will spend the night at the Trump National Doral Miami Golf Resort. Meantime, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is expected to hold a news conference Monday to discuss security measures for Trump's federal court appearance. There's not a lot of faith in Joe Biden among independent voters.
In a recent Economist YouGov poll, nearly half of independent voters expressed the view that President Biden's health and age severely restrict his ability to serve as president. The poll revealed that 48% of independent voters share that opinion, while only 11% believe that Biden's age and health have no impact on his job performance. At 80 years old, Biden holds the distinction of being the oldest president in history. I'm John Schaefer.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are calling out Donald Trump for using their movie footage. Last week, the former president released a fundraising video based around a monologue that Damon delivers in his film, Air. Trump didn't have the rights to use the audio clip, and Damon and Affleck's production company criticized the move harshly. History made on Sunday as Novak Djokovic wins his 23rd Grand Slam title as he captures the French Open. Only Margaret Court has won more Grand Slam events in history. She won 24. The 36-year-old Serbian is tied for second most all time with Serena Williams. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.